crystal ball. I can't predict the future, can't see nothing at all. It doesn't mean I'm afraid of all the things that you say, but I just think we should stay stuck in the moment today. And as the seasons roll by, no matter how hard I try, summer will end and the leaves will turn again. I don't know why you liked it like this. I don't know why you had to do it again. Why'd you have to go and ruin the night? Don't worry about tomorrow's mess. Fortune teller.
Hey everyone, we are talking about the future with the best class ever, 10th class in NADA. The first presentation is from Antonin and Erika. They will answer this question: what will the fossil look like in 25,000 years?
Hi, I just came back from Italy and I took a dino fossil in a museum.
Cool! I wonder what will the fossils look like in the future.
Yeah, me too.
I think that our stuff like pencils, tires, bags will be very precious.
I'm not really sure about this idea. I think the future is going to change, but not a lot. For example, pencils will still be there. I think with all the animals that might disappear, the fossils will be those animals.
What do you think about the archaeologists? What will they look like?
I think they will have a lot of technologies to find fossils, and how will be the museums?
I don't know about that. Well, I guess they will be a bit more modern, with robots explaining the stories in the museum.
Me, I think that there will be new conservation method for fossils.
I'm sure that fossils will be conserved in robots that can handle temperature, humidity and light.
Okay, I'm 100% sure about that hypothesis.
Well, okay, cool. See you tomorrow at school.
Yep.
Presentation is from Océane and Melissa. They will take about the question: where do you think you'll be traveling later? Wow, with warm.
Hello, Océane. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yes, great. Where do you think you'll be traveling later? I think later in the future, I travel to hot country in the summer and cold country in the winter. For example, I will go to Sweden on the mountain to see the Northern Light and to ride the sled dog. It's very cold there, but it's a beautiful country. Maybe I also go to Alaska to visit other continents. In Alaska, there are a lot of lakes and forests. Some animals live there, like wolves, deer, and bears. If I'm lucky enough to get out there, I will see all those animals run free. In summer, I will go to the Maldives later and go scuba diving to see fishes, dolphins, and manta rays. I think I will try surfing and canoe too. Despite everything, I will still live in the mountain and do a lot of skiing because I love it.
Okay, you have good plans. And how will you travel and with which transportation?
I will travel by plane unless possible because it's very polluting. Maybe I'll take the car or the train to get around. And you, where do you think you'll be traveling later?
I think I will travel to different countries like the United States and see the Golden Gate Bridge. This is beautiful and I will to drive down Route 66. I will go to Hawaii and Thailand because the sea is blue. I will go Norway to do canoe and visit the Alps. I will go to Iceland to see the beautiful cliffs. I love to travel because it allows me to see different landscapes and see life elsewhere. I like hot countries because in Switzerland it's not hot like in Hawaii, for example. But I love the mountains and the animals. I like it. I take all those trips. It will be beautiful. I wish I could go to those countries later, but I will still stay in Switzerland. There's a lot of activities to do and there's a beautiful landscapes.
That's so great! And in the future, with whom you think you will go on trip?
I think I will trip with my friends, but also with my parents.
Okay, it's very good. Of course, we can only make this trip if we have money and a good job. I'm sorry, I have to let you go. So goodbye, Melissa.
No problem, goodbye.
Went to the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her, I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my palm, she said, "Sonny, you feel kinda wrong." She looked into a crystal ball and said, "You're in love." I said, "I couldn't, that be so. I'm not passionate with the girls I know." She said, "When the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes." I left there in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why'd she make a fool out of me? Then something struck me, as if it came from up above. While looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Now I'm a happy fella, well I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. Now I get my fortune teller.
Annick and Julia will now talk about this topic. What will you do after school?
Hello, Julia. Are you okay?
Hello, I'm great. And you?
Yes, I'm okay.
What will you do after school?
I will go to school to be a cheese farmer. And will you go to school?
Yes, I will go to school to become a socio-cultural coordinator.
Cool. And then what will you do after that?
I'm thinking about getting my driver's license.
And you think you will make it?
Yes, I'm think I will pass.
Do you think you will pass your driver's test?
I will do everything in my power to do so.
And will you get married?
Married, yes, but only after I finish my studies. And you?
Yes, and I will have a house and children. And you?
I don't know yet.
Okay, thanks you. See you later.
Bye.
Caught my heart about 1-2 times. Don't need to question the reason. I'm yours. I'm yours. I know the earth will lose a fight just to see you smile. Cause you got no flaws. No flaws. I'm not trying to be your part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours. All yours. So what a man gotta do? What a man gotta do? To be totally locked up by you? What a man gotta say? What a man gotta pray? To be your last good night and your first good day? So what a man gotta do? What a man gotta do? To be totally locked up by you? Tryna be wasting time on stupid people in cheap lines. I'm sure, I'm sure. So I gave $1 million just for you to grab me by the collar like I'm Dizzy, Dizzy. I'm not tryna be a part-time lover. Sign me up for them full-time. I'm yours.
After that, Henri and Maxime will try to answer this question. What do you imagine yourself in 30 years from now?
Hello, Maxime.
Hello, Henri. How are you?
Fine. And you?
Fine. I have a question.
What?
How do you imagine yourself in 30 years from now?
I will have 3 kids. And you?
I won't have a children.
And a wife?
Yes, I think so.
You think you will keep the same friend?
I will have almost the same friend and you.
The same. What cars do you think you will have in 30 years?
I will have a pickup and you?
I will have an electric car.
What kind of work will you do?
A job that I'd like and to add and that makes me smile.
I will definitely be a world builder.
Do you think family relationships will always the same?
Yes, I hope so. And you?
The same.
Do you think English will still be used in 2050?
For me, not so much anymore, except when I go abroad. And you?
I think so too.
Goodbye, Maxime.
See you.
I'd be out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
lights have gone. You can knit a sweater by the fireside. Sunday mornings go for a ride. Doing the garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Next are David and Salma. They will talk about the question, what will city be like 50 years?
David, I have a question for you.
Yes, Salma.
What will city be like in 50 years from now?
The cities will be more electronic, more sophisticated, color, more everything.
No, you're out of your mind. Technology will have brought much more pollution because of all the machines meant in the future.
Don't panic. I'm sure the scientists will come up with a way to stop the pollution. And if that doesn't work, they'll build the machine to purify the area.
All right, but for transport, supermarkets, robots will take the place of humans, and as a result, there will be more people in out of work.
Yes, but least, there will be much less crime, thanks for the surveillance camera placed everywhere and in eyes of the robot.
You have too much imagination. Precisely because of this technology, crimes will be less physical, but more technological.
Well, I'm out of fear. You're too depressing. Bye.
No, that's not true. I'm just being realistic. Bye.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the... All the hate that you've heard has turned your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown, but they never did. Ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down. It rained down like.
They are followed by Roman and Halin, who will talk about the same issue but differently.
Hello Roman, how are you?
Hey Halin, I'm fine and you?
I'm fine, but I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's your question?
I'm doing a job for the school and I'm interviewing several people about what they think about cities in the future 50 years from now.
No worries, but what do you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about pollution from residential, transportation or anything else, if you have any idea.
Okay, that's a good idea. And we could also talk about crime.
Okay, for starters, how do you think transportation is going to change in 50 years?
I think that in the future, cars will fly and they won't need a driver anymore. And what do you think?
I'm thinking the same thing beside. I might add that I think all cars will go electric.
That's right.
Talking now about pollution, what do you think about it?
I think the whole world will have made progress on this.
Which kind of progress?
To tell you the truth, I think that since the cars of transportation device will all be electric, the level of global pollution will decrease. After all, I can't predict the future, it's only supposition. And what do you think?
I think there will be other advances, such as solar panels to reduce CO2. But what were we supposed to talk about?
Houses, don't we?
Yeah, so where do you think we're gonna live?
I think we'll be live in very smart houses. And you?
Me too. And do you think there will be more crime or theft?
I think so, because more and more we can get what we want, but I think it's a shame. And you, what do you think about that?
I kind of agree with you, but I still think the surveillance camera and stuff are getting better.
This is also true.
And finally, how do you think the buildings will evolve?
That's right, I'm sure. Will we build more and more of them everywhere? And you?
I agree with you 100%.
Yes. So thank you and have a nice day.
You're welcome to buy.
Bye.
Finally, Axel and Alexandre will end up with the same question again about cities in the future.
Hello Axel, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine. How do you think we'll turn out in 2050?
I think way flying cars and smart house. That will be chores alone. In particular, I think that there will be no more pollution in the world, and that all fossil fuels will be eliminated. Buildings will be covered with plants and repowered with by renewable energy. On the other hand, I think there will be more crime because we live in a world fight with violence and hatred.
No, I don't agree with you. I think we have to face reality. How you want to reduce pollution in 20 years is not possible, and flying cars will be just object for the rich who own them. How much do you think it will cost? And for the smart house, it will be exactly the same things. And for cream, I agree with you. I have the same opinion about fossil fuels as you do about cream.
So what do you think the world will be like if you oppose my opinions?
So I already think that the level of pollution will not improve, on the contrary, for will be much more pollution. The cars will be electric and we will work more with tablets in the classroom at school.
Well, if everyone drives electric cars, there will be fewer cars and renewable energies will be developed more and more. In addition, the building will consume less energy and a new system to create energy will be created.
We don't have the same ideas, but it's nice to talk.
Yes, I agree. So good day to all of you.
Goodbye and see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our radio show. Until next time.
I was 10 years old. I remember thinking how cool it would be when we were going on an 8-hour drive. If I could just watch TV, have to get a ride down to the arcade. Now I've got it on my phone. Hey, glory, glory, hallelujah. Welcome to in World War II. He fought against the Japanese. He wrote 100 letters to my grandma, mailed them from his base in the Philippines.